This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah. Assalamu alaikum. At what point does the mass intentional killing of innocent civilians constitute a genocide? The most powerful nation in that region, one of the most powerful militaries of the world, is bombing one of the most defenseless communities on the face of the earth. And yet still, we are not allowed to call it a genocide. Our own Foreign Secretary Anthony Blinken said this is not a genocide. South Africa, that is keeping alive the legacy of Nelson Mandela, is suing Israel in the International Court of Justice, the highest court in the world, and they are charging the country with genocide. In response, Israel has said any accusations of genocide is nothing other than anti-Semitism. I say loudly and clearly, we need to call a spade a spade. This is not anti-Semitism. It is speaking the truth. The Palestinian people are live tweeting their own genocide. They're uploading images of their own massacres. Never in human history have we seen a genocide occur as vividly in color, in living memory, as we have of the Palestinian genocide. What else should we call it when 25% of Gaza has been destroyed?
Genocide!
What do we call it when 500,000 people have been displaced from their land?
Genocide!
What do we call it when 200 bombs of 2 tons each have been dropped in a small area of 2 kilometers?
Genocide!
What do we call it when the Prime Minister of Israel himself uses biblical motifs?
Genocide!
What do we call it when the Foreign Secretary and the Foreign Minister of Israel literally calls Palestinians animals?
Genocide!
All of this is nothing other than genocide. And I say loudly and clearly, this is not anti-Semitism. As I see the crowd in front of us, there are hundreds of Orthodox rabbis, thousands of Jewish people. These are our brethren. These are our brethren. They are the real followers of Moses. They are the ones who make the children of Israel proud. These are the people who draw the nation of Israel. Clearly, as a person of faith, that it is not your ancestry that makes you blessed. It is your piety that makes you blessed. And I have a message to the Christians of this country. Where would Jesus stand in this conflict? Do you think he would be on the side of the oppressor? Or do you think he would be on the side of the oppressed? I urge every Christian of this country to listen to the beautiful sermon given in Bethlehem 2 weeks ago on Christmas by the pastor of Bethlehem called Christ Under the Rubble. Listen to that sermon from one Christian to the others of this country and see for yourselves where Jesus would have stood. And I have a message. And I have a message to my fellow Americans. I am an American, born and raised in this country. There is much in this country that I'm proud of, but there are aspects that are very, very depressing, very sinister. And what comes to mind is one of the words of the founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson, in looking at slavery, he writes in his diaries, "I tremble at the injustice that I see, because the God of justice does not sleep. And it's only a matter of time before the justice of God will be manifest," end quote. I too look at our country, and while I love it from the bottom of my heart, and I want the best for this country, I also say that no country that supports tyranny will ever flourish. No country that supports genocide will ever flourish. No country that kills innocent people will ever flourish. Oh, people of America, If you want your country to flourish, and I want it to flourish, if you want it to be blessed, I urge you to take a long and hard look at our irrational relationship with Israel. We have given Israel more money than any other country on the planet. In the last 75 years, we have given Israel more than $250 billion. Since World War II, America has used its veto power in the UN around 90 times, more than half of them for the country of Israel. Who does America support? Us Americans or another country? Why are our tax dollars being spent in the Middle East? We need to take our tax dollars and spend them here. We do not need to be involved in another military conflict. And instead of helping the defenseless people of Palestine, instead of asking for a ceasefire, our president unilaterally bypassed Congress and bombed one of the most disenfranchised, disempowered countries, that is Yemen. What shame on this president. Are we not sick of going to war, one war after another? When are we going to learn? This is our tax dollars. This is our country. For how long are we going to bomb? For how long are we going to invade? Where is our country and our interest? So I say loudly and clearly, this is not about Palestine. This is not about Arabs. This is not about Muslims. This is about us as a human people. This is about us as Americans. Are we going to sit by idly as we watch another genocide? 75 years ago, we heard the slogan, never again. We now have the opportunity to stand up and say, yes, indeed, never again. Not in my name, not in my name, not in my name. Shame to every single congressman or woman who supports this genocide. Shame to every single senator who supports this genocide. Shame to our Secretary of State. Shame to our president. And I say, we have judged you as losers and failures, and God will judge you in the hereafter. Wassalam and peace out.
فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إلي